everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the 19th episode of As Inc. What As Inc. Is we do an improv form called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as a Herald in the Dark or Improv in the Dark. Basically what it is it's like an improvised radio play. In a few moments, we're going to take a suggestion from a hat, and using that suggestion, we're going to improvise scenes and characters and games and whatnot. But it's all going to be completely made up. Nothing has been rehearsed and nothing has been pre-written. Playing with As Inc. this week is...
Hi, I'm Jen.
Alex Batham.
Michael Morey.
And Chris George. Okay, I think we're ready to go. So, Jen, would you like to take a suggestion from the hat?
All right. Should I read out loud?
No, keep it to yourself.
I hate you all. Our first suggestion is fail.
Fail. All right.
Wow.
I'd like to dedicate this episode to Nathan Turner because he's no longer with us.
That's true. He is in Suriname. Okay. So this week's suggestion is fail and lights down. All right, dude. All right, check it. All right, here's what I'm going to do. All right.
Okay.
I'm up on the roof. All right, I'm going to ride my bike right down off the roof. At the last moment, I'm going to jump off.
Dude.
I'm going to bounce off the trampoline, land in the pool, where I'm going to grab the bricks at the bottom and swim all the way back up to the top with it.
Okay. Now, bricks.
Right.
These are the 10-pound bricks, right? Cause don't be wussing out on me. Don't be trying to do the five pound bricks.
Dude, don't talk to me like that. Who invented this stunt? Who came up with this stunt? Who planned it? Who got up on the roof with a BMX?
Tweaky did.
Right.
Tweaky did. You.
Right.
You.
That's Tweaky. Right. That's right. Tweaky did it. And I'm gonna do. And you're gonna film it. And we're gonna become the kings of the school. But not if you keep back talking me.
But I seriously, like, you need to pick up the heavy bricks.
What do you think I'm gonna do, man? What do you think I'm gonna do? What do you think this is about?
Tweaky, are you done yet? I wanna watch.
Not yet. Just go back inside. We'll let you know.
Don't do it without me.
We're not gonna do it without you. Look, we gotta hurry up, okay? All right, my mom gets home in like 20 minutes.
All right, okay, dude. Just all right. Just explain it to me again, man.
Again?
Again.
Really?
I want to hear.
Okay.
I want to hear.
All right.
I would feel like I'm actually in the moment with you.
You know what? We could get to that moment a lot faster if you would just let me do it.
Okay.
We could be in the moment rather than me tell you about the moment.
But I need to know, like, every last step.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
All right. I'm going to be up on the roof.
Okay.
I'm going to get on
now,
the bike.
Now, are you starting at the tip-top of the roof?
Yeah, I'm at the tip-top of the roof.
Or are you
going to
be at that front gable?
I'm gonna be at the toppest point of the toppest point of the
Tweaky,
roof.
Tweaky, mom says she's getting home in like 15 minutes.
I know.
I want to see it.
I know. We're not there yet.
You promised.
We are gonna get to it. All right. I'm gonna start at the toppest point of the roof. I'm gonna get on the bike.
Now wait. Are you now? When you say bike, bro, you're gonna use the red BMX, or are you going with the mountain
Tweaky,
bike?
Tweaky, honey. Did you see where the what are you doing on the roof?
Really, dude. Really.
Tweaky!
What?
Why are there bricks at the bottom of the pool?
Because I'm going to grab them.
Is this some weird sex thing?
Mom!
Get down this instant!
It's not a weird sex thing!
Get down this instant! I'm calling your father!
Oh, really? What's he going to do from Baltimore?
Honey, get down. I can't handle this right now.
All right, I'm going to get down, Mom. But I'm going to get down the Tweaky way.
What?
Roll camera.
Record. So, there's a reason I called you into my office, Roger.
Okay. You want to give me a raise?
See, that's the problem, Roger. That's the problem, is you are completely ignorant to the disappointment that you bring upon this business. This business of accounting. Roger.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my phone. Let me hear it. Let me see it. Can I...
You're sure? Just in the middle of an important meeting. Just, you gotta take it. You gotta take it.
I figured that you were just going over things that I should know already, so I mean, I could just take a step out. Just give me. It's really important. One second. Hello?
Honey.
Yeah?
We have a big, big problem. It's Tweaky. He's fallen off the roof. You need to come home. I can't handle this by myself.
Hold on, honey. My boss is talking to me. I think it's something important. Gotta go.
Are you with me now, Roger? Are you here? Are you present?
I'm probably here.
Are you fully present?
Yeah. Yes, I am standing right in front of you. I am so sorry.
No, by all means. By all means, it's an important call. Yeah.
One second. Okay.
Honey, he's fractured his skull. I need you to come home.
I'm with my boss. What,
are you saying that your job is more important than your family?
I can't talk right now.
Honey, I don't need you to talk. I need you to get off the phone. I need you to come right here, right now.
Okay, I'm gonna do the get off the phone part.
Roger. Are you fully present with me now?
I am standing right here.
Are you with me 100%? Because honestly, it's been a long time since I've seen you work hard here at Smithson Johnson & Johnson. We are an accounting firm. Okay, we crunch numbers.
Yes.
And when we crunch numbers, those numbers, well, they fall in line. They fall in place. And guess what? Your numbers are just not falling in line.
What? Sorry, you said crunch. I started thinking about carrots.
Roger, I'm letting you go.
Letting me go get some carrots?
You can't even succeed at this. That's the problem, Roger. You are completely blind.
No, you have a very, you're wearing a very nice, you're wearing a very nice tie. I can see it. I'm not that blind.
Roger, I'd like you to pack your things.
Mr. Johnson, you don't want me to pack my things.
I don't want you to pack your things.
No. Okay. You don't see me working hard because I'm not working hard. Because there's nothing going on in this company.
So you're fully willing to admit that you are not working hard.
I'm not working hard because all the clients are leaving. And I'm the one thing that's keeping them here.
Really, Roger? Is that's what you're saying here?
Yes.
So you're now testing me here. You're testing Mr. Johnson, my name.
Yes.
I'm at a loss of words.
It's not everyone who runs their parents' company into the ground.
Wow. That hurts. That hits me. That hits me deep, Roger. Are you serious?
I'm not the one who's calling it. Okay? Really? It's my wife again. It probably is important.
You're going to drop a bomb on me like that, and you're going to take this call.
Yes.
Honey, he's not breathing. I called the ambulance, but they're saying they won't take our insurance. Something about the policy being canceled. I don't know what to do, hon. I can't handle this right now. Did you cancel our insurance? Am I going to just... What do you want me to do?
I'm talking to my boss right now. I have to go.
Hon, you're...
Roger, I will say this much. I'm impressed that you are willing to speak your mind. What else do you have to share with me?
I've gone over the figures. And you can afford to give me a 300% raise without losing any more profits.
And how, pray tell, did you come up with that number?
First, you have to look in this column over here, marked discretionary.
Excuse me, I need to take this number.
Robert, it's me. Is Carl still there?
Yes. How did you get this number?
You left it last time you were at my place. Listen, I know we said we were going to end it, but, you know, he's not answering my calls. He's not answering, and my son, and you know, I can't get him to the hospital, and so I need your medical information. Just if our time together meant anything to you.
Excuse me. I got a little thrown off here, sweating a little bit. Shit, I can't talk
sweating?
Right
That's
now.
Hot. I know. I promise I'll make it worth your while.
You know, okay.
Just text me. Just help me. Okay? Please, help me and I'll help you.
All right.
Mom, okay, so, you, all right. I know I told you I wanted to be an astronaut. There's lots of other good jobs out there that are less intense that I think I'm going to pursue those.
But honey, I just blew about $5,000 on space camp for you.
Yeah, see...
That money doesn't grow on trees.
See, I was just informed that space camp is for gay wads, so I'm not going to space camp anymore. That's, it's just...
Honey, do you know how hard your father worked? Do you know how many late nights he spent in the office? Do you know how many nights he ignored me so that we could put you through space camp? And you sit here and you have the audacity to tell me that space camp is for gay wads?
Have you seen the kids going to space camp?
Yes, I have. They all look intelligent and they look like they are doing things in their lives.
It's kind of a gay wad. Look, Mom, I mean, I don't want...
Maybe you deserve to be a gay wad.
That's rude, Mom. Why would you wish for
I think we should take back the term. Let's take back the term, gay wad.
No. Mom, this isn't going to be like the time that you tried to take back all those racial slurs and you just started, like, sewing them onto my clothes.
I'm telling you, chink is coming back.
You just...
Beaner should be a point of pride.
I don't want to wear a sweatshirt.
Beans are delicious.
I don't want to wear a sweatshirt that says that again. Okay? Can you just...
Now you're going to tell me that you don't want to wear your sombrero anymore.
No, I was actually thinking that I could just get a baseball cap.
You have no pride. Is this who I raised? I don't even know you.
Why do I have to have pride in something that I'm not?
I'm just trying to teach you to embrace other cultures. All right, here, I'll tell you, I will level with you. If you don't want to be an astronaut, fine. What is it that you want to pursue? Just give me that.
I was thinking...
Do you want anything for your life?
Yeah, no, I want the career that maximizes the amount of money I can make, minimizes the amount of school I have to go through, and maximizes the amount of naked women I can see.
You disgust me.
Well, you asked for an honest answer. I was trying to actually find something that would be just as cool as an astronaut,
so basically
but not
you're
as
telling
gay.
Me that you want to produce pornography.
Maybe not produce.
You
that's
what?
You have
that's
to
it.
Do a lot of business
you know
with that.
I've got some friends. I have some friends in film school. I want what's best for
you're
you.
You're using
but...
that word school again. It's school's just kind of for gay wads.
There you go again. You know, some people could say that your father was a gay wad.
Well, look, I mean...
Are you ashamed of him? Are you ashamed of me?
I mean, just... Have you seen him?
He's a great man. Not everyone can pull off Argyle the way that he does.
Argyle's kind of what I'm talking about.
Oh, now you have a problem with Argyle as well.
I told
Who you, are you?
I told you I just wanted a regular sweatshirt.
I don't even know you.
You never have taken the time to actually know me. You just kind of dress me like a small
well, I raised you. What more is there to know?
Racist
You should
gay
be
bot.
Everything that I am. Because I put all of that inside of you.
You what? You... doesn't sound right. You put... I really,
that's what parenting is.
I'm really hoping that was figuratively.
You put things inside of your children.
No.
Like love and okay. integrity.
Okay, those are good things to put inside a child.
And you know what? Maybe I put in some gay wad. Maybe that got thrown in there too.
Just, you're just saying that, it just sounds like you're meaning something else that I'm just not sure is kosher.
So it's okay for you to use kosher, but you stopped going to Jew school.
We're not Jewish. I'm not even circumcised.
Well, I wanted you to have options.
They were gonna get mad the second that I hit puberty and fooled around with a girl. They would have kicked me out.
Maybe you weren't meant for women.
What? Are you... You're not...
I'm
you
just saying it would be so trendy.
You? It's trendy now? Why is this a trend?
I just am so ready to accept you for who you might be.
This feels like the opposite of a conversation some other parents would have. Are you really trying to make me gay? Because... I mean, I always had a feeling about Dad, but I wasn't sure. I mean...
Your father is very confused. That's fine.
Did you just...
I just feel like you could have a colorful life. If you let yourself.
Okay, Mom. I may have to think about this. I'm not sure how much of a choice it... Oh, okay.
Just go to sleep.
I'll just lay down on the ground here then.
Mr. President, thank you for joining us here in the war room. I'm taking over for the CIA. Unfortunately, the director was killed in a plane accident this morning. So we've got a bit of an oopsie on the CIA's part here. It's a bit of a kerfluffle, to be honest. We're codenaming the operation World War III. Because that more or less is what is going down right now.
Well, I have been debriefed on most of it, but I didn't know we were going that far with it.
Oh, yep, we're pretty much there. In fact, might even be three and possibly four are both connected together. Let me start at the beginning. You see, the CIA ordered new letterhead. Nice fancy letterhead on cream stock. It was nice 20-pound paper. It's very nice. Had the CIA logo.
Get to the point.
Okay, well, we ordered it, and unfortunately, because of the budget restrictions, we had to order it from Taiwan. Now, the box, because of FedEx, accidentally got rerouted into Moscow. Where the box was opened and interpreted to be secret messages that had codes embedded into the letter in invisible ink. The Russians went kind of crazy, the Germans jumped on board. Pretty much all life that we know it is going to be dead in about 3 hours, so oopsie on our part.
Sir, we have a new development. Here's the new... It's on the new letterhead. The one box we did receive.
Excellent. See, this is the letterhead I was talking about here. It's a very nice paper.
That is a nice font.
It's very nice.
It's a thick paper.
Mm-hmm. It is, yes. 20-pound cardstock.
Sturdy.
We're going to print all of our letters on 20-pound cardstock from now on.
Sir, there's a message actually on the cardstock.
Right.
Important.
Ooh.
Well, so that the ink, though, is rather...
Yes.
I mean, it's sturdy itself. It would probably last through some kind of disaster, perhaps.
Perhaps. The ink is called Bone Black. And it's rated to hold up against UV radiation. So hopeful that this letter, at the very least, will last well into the apocalypse.
In the message, it mentions... about Iran condemning us.
Hey, we'll get to that.
Is your commander.
I am the president of the United States.
Sir, I am so sorry. I was just told.
To be fair, though, sir, the United States maybe has about 30 minutes left. So,
yeah.
You have any last minute legislation you want to pass? Now would
probably
be the
time. I needed to bring a message back to the operative who sent it. I needed to go.
We'll get to that. Okay, all right. I just want to know how this pops so much. It just jumps off at the page at me.
It's the Chinese, sir. They are just superb at mixing ink and the paper to just get us a nice... Actually, this was printed using a bubble jet printer, circa 1998.
Bubble jet.
Bubble jet.
The operative has... He has the head of Russia in his sights. Like, he can take him out now. We just need a... We need an order. So if you could read the message and, you know, give your opinion, I need to be able to tell him we could avert the entire crisis. Just...
So bubble jet, yes. Explain bubble how jet. That works.
Well, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure about how the technology works, sir, but it's called bubble jet. That's one thing I know for sure.
Well, I will say this much, is that it really does wonders.
It does. There's not a lot of things the CIA does well, but... Late 90s printer technology. We are on it.
Sights can end the whole conflict.
Get to this, okay? All right.
I'm sorry, sir.
I am the president of the United States. Do you want a turkey sandwich? I got a guy.
I would love one.
Yes, you know what? Have Chef Z bring up some turkey sandwiches
us. I'll go give him that message. God, W was better.
You know, on the topic while we're here... Top five apocalyptic movies.
Ooh,
go.
Oh, let's see. Well, I do love myself some Liv Tyler. Mm-hmm. So Armageddon's going to be up there.
You're considering that one apocalyptic. Okay, interesting.
Well, perhaps. I mean, well, it's almost there.
I mean, they averted the apocalypse.
Yes, but it's an apocalyptic type film.
Mr. President, we have Sudan on the phone. Apparently they have nukes aimed in this direction. Can I get you on the phone with them, please?
28 days later. That one.
Ah,
one.
Yes.
Excellent.
Very nice. Just put it on a memo for me and get it to me and we'll look over it. But, we're in a discussion right now. I am the President of the United States.
Miss Bush.
And... The reason why I asked you to stay after school was because for the third time this semester, you failed your test. Like, not even you. I didn't think it was possible, but you got a negative 10. A negative 10 out of 20.
So?
So.
So it's like, is that good? Is that,
no,
like,
that if you do that, that actually equals a negative 1/2. Like, you are answering the question multiple times, and each time is wrong. To the point that I have to take away more points than are actually on the test.
So, like, does anyone else do it like this? Am I, like, the only one?
Yes, you are the only one to get to try so hard to be wrong at these questions.
So, in some ways, I'm kind of special, wouldn't you say?
Well,
I mean, if no one else is doing it like me, it's
no one
just
else,
like...
No one else is doing it because this is an art class... And all I'm asking you is for your opinion on each painting. And each time you write paragraphs upon paragraphs about the person next to you's opinion.
Mr. Robbins, I have my extra credit assignment.
Okay, just
oh, hey, Corey.
Just put it on the desk.
What's up, Sheila?
I mean, finish talking to Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Meet you at the lockers. Later today.
Sure. I mean, I have a lot of homework to do, but... Oh.
I'm sure you do.
Are you having trouble in this class?
Thank you.
I could help.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Do you even realize what you've written here?
Really care. I mean... Riddle me this. Dog. It's an art class, right?
Right.
It's my opinion.
Yes.
So how can you grade me on my opinion?
Would you like me to read a sample?
Go for it.
Okay.
I just want to know, like, where do you, pardon me, and I mean you no disrespect, okay, but where do you get off giving me critique on my opinion?
I'm just going to read the sample for you.
Okay, go. Do it.
In this picture, Jessica thinks that the stars in the sky represent the artist's hopes and dreams. Jessica continues to talk about how the flowers symbolize a loss of innocence. And I'm just going to stop. You're not even changing the names of the... You're not copying directly when you're cheating. You are saying the name of the person who's sitting next to you. Like, you're reading off their test and then just writing what they were talking about. I mean, granted, you did understand the plagiarism talk, and you're not copying it word for word, so you're not plagiarizing, but you're still cheating by summing up each sentence in one of your own sentences. If you had just said I, then maybe I would not have caught it, but by the fact that you're specifically naming the person...
Do you ever think that maybe I just might see myself as, you know, other than myself? I mean,
are you telling me you have a split personality disorder? Because if
yeah,
before you say yes, I have to warn you that legally I am required to notify the state upon finding anyone who may or may not be dangerous to themselves with a split personality disorder.
Well, who's to say that one's dangerous with a split personality disorder? Maybe Jessica's my artistic side, dog.
Then why did Mike and Thomas and Vanessa answer the other questions as well?
All right, dog, let me shoot you straight. Okay, I got multiple artistic personalities in my system, brah.
And like, all the names happen to correspond to the students who sit directly next to you.
Coincidence. Just happens that way, man. I mean, look at it this way. Like, I kind of got, like, a different personality for different types of paintings. If there's, like, some red on a painting, then it's Mike. If there's a little bit of Starry Night, Jessica. It's just how it goes. But it's my opinion. How can you grade me on that?
Well, I can grade you when your opinion is wrong.
Julie, please. Yeah. I'm so sorry. You gotta take me back.
Harold, we've been through this
look,
before.
Please, look, I know I messed up. I mean, I slept with your sister, and I shouldn't have done that. You know.
You slept with both of them.
Yeah. Well.
At the same time.
Multiple times, actually. Well, it was... it was kind of more once. It was just sort of an ongoing thing. I mean, like, the two of us, we just kind of went at it for, like, 24 hours solid. But, you know, I should have done that.
I can't believe you're telling the truth.
I should have respected you.
You
should have respected you, you know? What? You know, and I went to try and find you at work to apologize, and you weren't there, so, you know, I had sex with your coworkers. All of them. Every single one of them.
Julie?
And Vanessa. Amber.
Those bitches.
Michelle. Veronica. Christy L. and Christy M.
What about Dave?
Dave. Bob.
Oh, God, Dave.
Mr. Mickelson. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I broke your heart. I know I did.
I can't believe that you're asking me this. I mean, why should I take you back? Give me one good reason.
Because I love you.
No, I've moved on. I can't do this.
Come on, no. Please don't do this to me. You know how much I've hurt inside? How much it's hurt me?
Do you know how much it hurts me? To know that if we go out for Chinese food that you're gonna bang half the kitchen staff before I even get my fortune cookie?
That very well may be.
Opened it up and there was a condom inside that hadn't even been opened.
At least I used one. I planned on using it, and it got stuck inside a fortune cookie. You know, things happen back there. You know, look, I'm weak. I know I'm weak. I am. I walk into a Burger King, you know, and I see that fat girl behind the counter, and I just go, man, what it would be like to just back her up against the milkshake machine and just plow into that.
That was a rough day for me.
I know. I mean, you were waiting in the car so patiently.
Well, and I had to watch through the drive-thru window.
I mean, I shouldn't have crawled through the drive-thru to begin with.
You barely fit.
I know. And I mean, I should have put the car in park before I crawled through the window to begin with. I'm sorry, babe. Look, and I'm sorry about last Christmas when your mom came to visit and I had sex with her right there in front of the fireplace.
My dad was pissed.
While you were opening presents.
That was a nice scarf, though.
See? I'm thoughtful. I'm thoughtful, baby. I thought of you. I thought of you.
I mean, I'm just now clearing out the genital warts. I just don't know if I can't go through this again. I want to be healthy. I want to be in a healthy relationship. I'm a good person.
You are. You deserve.
Am I just
so
not
much.
Enough for you?
No, you are so enough for me.
Then
hey,
why?
Are you coming back?
Not.
No, we've been waiting a while.
We've been waiting so long.
I know.
It's
wait. Janice?
Yeah.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
You too?
Mr. Mickelson's in the closet.
You were bridesmaids at my wedding.
I wasn't sure how well this would pan out, so I wanted to have some backup plans in case.
We were just waiting. We're
patient.
I wasn't necessarily going to have sex with them. Only if this didn't work out. I was thinking about you, babe. I was thinking about you. This is me thinking about you.
We can think about you, too.
I'm not making any headway right now, am I?
I think you two should leave.
Wait.
Just as a quick assessment, how am I doing right now? Are we making headway here, or...
Well, I mean, you did bring me flowers.
Someone say head?
Get out!
Sorry.
But should I tell Mr. Mickelson to stay or go?
He can stay.
Yeah, keep him in the closet for now. Just,
all right.
Honey, all I ask is that you keep me involved. All right? I'm adventurous. Wasn't that what you fell in love with me in the first place for? And yet you throw me to the side. Just because that one time I said I wouldn't do a black chick. Not my fault.
Sorry, did you say black chick?
Black woman. I'm sorry. I'm terribly racist.
I was just curious.
Apparently.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you. You can go now.
You sure you don't want me to get Mr. Mickelson from the closet? Just, no.
No, Mr. Okay. Keep him in there.
Mr. Mickelson hasn't been in the closet for a long time.
Okay.
Just keep him in there for now.
God, what is it about you? Why can't I turn you down? I know that it's so wrong for me, and yet you feel so right.
Could we hurry this up? Because I've actually got a woman in the trunk right now.
Oh. Yeah, 8 o'clock?
I'll be back then.
All right. Good. Bring condoms. We're not that good.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Okay.
And lights up.
Yeah. That was so awkward at the end.
Wow.
Okay.
Racism!
So this was the 19th episode of As Inc. Our suggestion was fail.
I think we adhered pretty good to that suggestion.
Playing with As Inc. this week was...
Jen!
Alex Batum.
Michael Morey.
And Chris George. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov, that's PROV, @gmail.com. And you can also email us questions, comments, suggestions, or suggestions you'd like to put into the hat. Also, if you're a San Diego area improviser and you'd like to record with us, you can drop us an email there as well. You can also find us on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe via iTunes, and we will see you next week.
Like,
this is going to sound really bad if Chris is recording this.
famous and this is at the end of it. This is going to be horrible. You're just going to be like, oh, that guy's a racist. I'm not gonna
and now a racist moment with Alex Batman.
Now why'd you say my name? I could have gotten away with it.
That sounds like an SNL sketch. And now a racial moment with Alex Batham. The way I would do that sketch is I would do, and now a racial moment with Alex Batham. And it's always somebody hiding behind a corner watching him talk to, like, Lorne Michaels or something else, just in a hallway in 30 Rock.
Oh, that'd be so, you get so many letters
it's
about
like
that.
Two people doing coffee. You know what? Fucking black people, right?
Oh, man. These are men's.
Same style. I was in high school. I was very androgynous. I'm a woman, though, so it's okay. I can assume male
That's
roles.
That's so sexist.
And it's considered empowering.
I want a special thing that women would be made fun of if they wore.
And now a sexist moment with Alex Batham.
Women, right?
Seriously.
Vaginas.
Fucking wearing pants. Another sexist moment with Alex Batham.
God damn it. I'm going to get railed at the end of these things, aren't I?
Stephanie has kind of a...
I thought they were all Maddie.
Mid-range.
She got a man voice.
I wouldn't call it mannish, but it's not overly feminine.
I think mine...
And then number four was Melissa Cox when I was home last...
Oh, okay. So, see, when he's saying bad things, that's not going to go into the end at all, because he's the one editing it. He's like,
nope.
No, she has a dude voice. She probably has balls in there. And he's, I don't know her, so I can't say anything of that. I'm imitating Chris George.
This has been another sexist moment.
With Alex Batham.
God.
Oh.
Just waiting for you to start talking about kids inappropriately.
Oh,
this has
happen.
Been a pedophile moment.
It hasn't been that moment yet. Stop it.
And now an animalistic moment.
Ah!
You know, zebras are really fucking moment. Sexy with those stripes, right?
That's not animalistic. That's bestiality.
Bestiality, that's right.
I saw a video of a girl with a dog once, and it was terrifying. It got really quiet when I said that. Yeah, cool.
And now a bestiality moment. Stop it. The tables have turned on you now, Stopper.
But that was such a detached moment. Because, like, Alex Batham would be straight up like, black people. And Jen Stopper would say, I once watched a film of a girl with a dog.
Wow. We should make a web series. It's just like, each clip is like 20 seconds long. Estrogen cancels out humor.
But the thing is I want to take that and I want to, like, have an hour-long show and just every once in a while we cut back to you being racist or sexist or pedophilic.
No, that's not the pedophilia one. I don't feel good about that one.
You can't draw a line like that. You just need to embrace it all.
No, we could just... No, you don't even have to say anything. We could just take everything out of context because once we set it up that you are racist or sexist,
that's very true.
We just do, like, in the bushes and you and Mike are walking past a playground... And you, like, look over and you're like, oh, it's a nice day out. Look back, this has been a pedophilia moment with Alex Batham.
Oh, okay, I'm down with that. That would be hilarious.